Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, time for the good, the bad, and the dumb. I really tell you, I have now viewed this in the 4 years that we've done this segment, Ron. I now see stories that pop up on my newsfeed differently. I go, oh, is this a good, the bad, the dumb kind of thing? All the time. Oh, so I always am curious about what you're doing. Just to let everybody know, you don't tell me these stories so I can give you the honest reaction in advance.
Yep.
Before we do that, with their newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Their best priced unlimited plan ever. For real, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text and data usage only, data roaming at 2G speeds. All right, what's the good of the day?
Good of the day. There can only be one.
Only one.
Yeah, there's only one good of the day, and that was seeing the video of Brian Robinson Jr. returning to the Commander's facility.
Just days
after being shot in an attempted carjacking.
Attempting carjacking, man. That is so scary.
And not only that, but he was shot. I guess he was shot in the knee, but that bullet missed anything major.
So there's a chance he could come back.
There is hope that he'll come back this season.
Yeah, like it's a weird, like I thought, oh God, he's done, right? He got shot multiple times. When they said multiple times, I'm like,
yeah.
Like how is he going to play NFL football? But you're right. They said some of these injuries are not as bad, not completely debilitating, that he could come back.
No, no. For me, I mean, if I got shot multiple times, I'm not walking back to work.
Yeah, that's right. Right. So... Yeah, that's what a scary situation.
That's
carjacked.
He's just cruising through Washington. He's probably taking in the local sights.
And carjacking must be petrifying because they want your car, and if you give any, like it's not like they want your car and they want it now. So if you give any resistance, it could lead to a violent end for you if you're not careful. Like you got to give up your car quickly, just to stay alive. I don't know the circumstances of it, so I'm not even going to speculate what exactly happened in his case, but it's got to be petrifying.
I know, I don't know if movies and TV do it justice either, because I feel like if you struggled with your seatbelt, they're going to shoot you.
Right, exactly. Like, I want your car right now, right? It's always like in Hollywood, they show like somebody, get out of the car, and you're like, oh! But sometimes it's like, no, I'll shoot you and then get you out of the car. You know, it's a scary thing. So I'm glad he survived it. I'm glad he's okay. And like you said, good news. He could continue his dream of playing NFL football. He could still be an NFL football player. This didn't end it.
That's the amazing thing. It's not a question of if he can play football again. The question is, can he play the season?
Right, right. He could be back this season.
Months after being shot.
What a wild story. So, yeah, that is very good.
But, yeah, it was cool. Like, you know, him coming, walking around in the facility. Was like,
drafted out of Alabama. So, yep. Alabama player. So, all right, what's the bad of the day?
Oh, boy. We've talked about this many, many times. And this one might sting a little bit for a certain group. The Lions-Steelers preseason game, right? That happened over the weekend. That broadcast averaged a household of 5.8 million viewers.
Okay.
That is more than the average audience for each of the 5 Christmas Day NBA games.
Oh,
in 2021.
Isn't that wild?
We're talking, now I don't know if, you know, Lions Steelers, if, you know, Hard Knocks had something to do with it, you know, if it's just the Steelers had something to do with it, that it, you know, got a 5.8 million view, but it's a preseason game. You're not seeing the players. They're not seeing the stars.
I think the Hard Knocks factor has something to do with it. I think the Steelers with their quarterback situation for Steeler fans, a lot of them might be like me. We're like, yeah, I'll watch a little preseason, but I don't get that much into it because I'm not an armchair. I'm not trying to armchair scout this thing. But with the quarterback situation, I was very interested in seeing the final game because he had made a decision. And I know he was going to play all 3. So I was like, all right, I'm now invested in this. I'm going to see exactly what I can out of these 3 guys to see what happens.
But it's the fact that Christmas Day for the NBA is like their one shining moment until the playoffs.
Yeah.
And a preseason game outviewed all five of their games.
It's like if you're when you're a king of an empire, you look around and you see where your threats are coming from. You're like, Brutus over there. He looks like he's building up a little contingent of people that want to take this throne. And yep. Marcus over there, he looks like he's ready to pounce. And Joseph over there looks like he's got a group. But in the NFL, it's like there's a king with nobody. Like nobody wants is willing to put up a fight.
There's nothing. They're literally sitting on the throne, looking over. It's like, oh, the NBA is making a little noise. Don't worry about those.
There's nothing. There is nothing they have. Nothing.
World Series over there? Nah. Yeah. I'm not too concerned about them either.
It is incredible. It is incredible that this league is that good. Like, it's one thing to say an NFL regular season game beat the... Because there's going to be three games on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
For the NFL? It's one thing to go, because those matter. Those are important games, right?
And that's just a precursor right now, right?
Right. This is a preseason game between one team that had three wins.
Do you think the NBA sees that and goes, oh, God, we're buried on Christmas?
We have
no chance on Christmas Day.
Exhibition games that nobody wants to go to live, they'll watch on TV, right? Like every stadium. They couldn't give the Tennessee Titans tickets away here. They couldn't give them away.
There is curiosity. Now, globally, the World Cup will beat the NFL.
Without a doubt.
But I'm just curious, how bad will it be in the United States when those games are played on Sunday?
Oh, I know, right?
We have, because, it's Sunday morning. It's going to be early in the morning, but you do have some games later on, like at 10 a.m., 1 p.m.
Well, that would be actually kind of fun to wake up to, USA blah, blah, blah over in Qatar and then get into your NFL Sunday.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of neat.
Well, I hope.
That'll be kind of fun.
I don't think that's going to work out. Well, it'd have to be, I think, in the round of 16, because I don't think the USA plays on a Sunday.
Okay, that's good. That's better.
Yeah.
That's better for all of us.
But I'm just curious, how much of a difference? Because now it's hey, for here in the United States, the NFL is taking on the global game.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. Yeah, preseason game between a 3-13-1 team and a team that's trying to figure out their quarterback with Mitch Trubisky. Outdraws got better ratings than NBA games on Christmas Day.
Which is their day.
It's not even like Brady played a half, so America wanted to watch it. It was like a team on Hard Knocks with a likable coach and a team trying to figure out if Mitch Trubisky is good enough to be their starter.
And here's the deal. I doubt most of the people who tuned in for Lions Steelers have even been watching Hard Knocks.
No, it's probably true. That's probably true.
Yeah, we're throwing it out there because, that's us.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I want to see the Lions play. This will be on the next Hard Knocks. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, so. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Dumb of the day was that Chris Rock was asked to host next year's Academy Awards.
Did he say yes?
He said no.
Oh, okay.
But it led me to think that there was a time the Oscars didn't have to resort to gimmicks.
Right, I know. Was he afraid Al Pacino was going to punch him or something? What was the reason he said no?
He said no, and he kind of compared it to a certain O.J. Simpson murder.
Oh, goodness.
He basically...
certain O.J. Simpson murder.
He basically compared it as that'd be like Nicole Simpson going back to the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Which I kind of find funny.
That is funny. It's like 7 degrees different, but yeah. Oh, my gosh.
But it's... The Oscars, they're dying.
They really are. That's a dead show walking.
Along the same lines, isn't the Emmys are right around the corner, right?
Well, you know what it is, and this is a big, larger philosophical thing, though. I think that while star power is still important in this country, everybody kind of still wants to be famous. Yeah. I think the movie star and the Hollywood industry is not so far out of reach now that it was for the average American, right?
No, in fact, I think, I never would have thought this in our life. When I was younger, you're probably the same, that television is making a serious run at movies.
Yep, television is making a serious run. But now you've got YouTube stars, you've got social media stars, and all that's kind of silly. But it's still, for a younger generation, that's their thing. That's who they like, But but again, you went through this long period of time where Hollywood and the Hollywood elite were sort of revered, right? Well, right or wrong, it just that's the way it was. When you would say, "Oh, look, it's Warren Beatty walking the red carpet. Look at it, you know," and or like, "Here, there he is, Humphrey Bogart, ladies and gentlemen, along with Kate Ephron," and you would go, "Oh, look at that, they're movie stars, movie star." And now it's like, movie stars.
Yeah,
they're just going to tell me something about politics that I don't want to hear. They're going to preach to me about something.
Well,
I don't care
that,
about.
But I also
and I went out of here.
The movies that are being nominated all the time are movies that we don't watch.
Yeah, we're not watching these things.
You know, exactly.
We don't know
back
about
in the
them.
Day, like, you know, like the 90s, every movie that was nominated, it's like, oh, I've seen that one, or I want to see that one. Now I look at them like, I have no interest in seeing that movie.
They would talk about a billion people watching. People had Oscar parties at their house to watch
it. Well, it used to be, I remember, you know, not to sound sexist or anything like that, but it was, sometimes it was, I felt it was billed as the women's Super Bowl.
Sure. Of course it was. My wife watched it. For years and years, that was her thing. My sister used to say it all the time. She still kind of does. Like, the Oscars are on. This is my Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And again, I'm going to say my joke because I think it's funny. I never say the Super Bowl is my Oscars. Yep. Just throwing it out there. Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. You can compare your event to my event, but I'm never comparing my event to your event.
Nah. Because we already know it's going to outdraw your viewership.
My event is the standard to which all other events. My big night is the standard for which all other nights are judged.
A practice game might outdraw you.
God forbid the Steelers actually had somebody worth watching to fight for the quarterback job.
Oh, forget
Mitch
it.
Trubisky.
Well, that's why that wouldn't even make news.
I know, right?
You know, I mean, if this was a regular NFL game, that wouldn't even be news that they outdrew, like, a random September Sunday afternoon game outdrew Christmas Day NBA. You wouldn't even think twice about it. Like, yeah, of course.
That's right.
But we're talking Lions Steelers preseason.
Do you remember what I told you about the Steelers when we had our guest on while you were on vacation? And he said, look, Steelers had 9 wins with a quarterback that couldn't throw downfield.
Yeah.
And I went, yeah, that's right. So Mitch Trubisky can throw downfield. Kenny Pickett can throw downfield. If they can do that effectively, there's no reason to think this team can't win 10 games. And I kind of blew that off, and I don't think so. But now I'm actually kind of buying into that.
No, I mean, you
guys I'm buying into that.
The Steelers have a great defense.
Yeah, the Steelers have a great defense. It didn't go away.
That didn't change.
Yeah, and if you can get more plays other than slants for 5 yards like Ben Roethlisberger was throwing, that might actually work. They might actually be somewhat decent. Do they win the division? Probably not. But
you have a team also that kind of imploded over the offseason.
Maybe they won't be 5. Yeah, maybe they won't be 5-12 like I think they're gonna be. I thought they were gonna be a while back. So, because Roethlisberger was relatively ineffective, just chucking short passes. Every time he tried to go deep, it would just sort of wobble in the air. Like, oh god,
it's like you and I throwing it.
This guy can't throw it anymore. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. All right, we got the Chargers on the clock. We've also got Matt Mershell to talk ACC football coming up this hour on Wake Up Call.